Shebra, you've done a lot in your career, but what are some of your favorite projects that you've worked on or are currently working on?
Some of my favorite projects, gosh, it'll be hard for me to narrow it down, but I would say I spoke a little bit earlier on the Youth Homeless Demonstration Program. That was an incredible project. It's still happening, but I'm no longer coordinating it. An incredible project because it really brought together diverse stakeholders from various sectors, and it was co-led by youth with lived experience. And we really looked at how to best respond to the needs of unaccompanied youth and young adults. So that's youth and young adults under the age of 24 who are experiencing houselessness and homelessness. That's one that is most recent that I'm really inspired by. I've also worked on cannabis issues in our community. I served on a commission that was developed by the Board of Supervisors to move forward with recommendations for policies, cannabis cultivation policies. And I had the seat of representing a coalition that was working to prevent substance use among youth in our community. And that was a really inspiring experience because, again, I got to work with very different stakeholders. I worked with a number of cannabis business owners. And at the start of the process, we were really coming from very different places and not on the same page. But what was inspiring was that when we were able to identify what we were all working towards, which we landed on community well-being, when we were all able to identify that and work from a space of values, for me, those are compassion and courage and equity. When we were able to kind of come to the table with values and our largest impact, we were actually able to work together and move forward. So that was another inspiring experience I've had in my career.
Well, that's great. And it sounds like, sometimes people focus maybe on like the smaller differences, between instead of like stepping back and looking at all the different things that, you're working towards or have in common,
Yeah.
And it's
And if I may share, Patrick,
of
years
course.
later now, this is so that was in that was maybe 6 or 7 years ago that I was participated in that initiative. Years later now, though, some of those cannabis stakeholders serve on the Substance Use Prevention Coalition and help us strategize on how we can safeguard and protect our youth. So I just think that's such an incredible outcome,
Yeah,
right? When you
absolutely.
can bring people from different background, so to speak, to work together when you identify that community well-being is ultimately what you care about.